Welcome to Making Positive Psychology Work for Communities, the special podcast series focusing on Midland County, Michigan, an area in the Great Lakes Bay region of Central Michigan, where we've been working with community leaders to test practical ways that intelligently apply the latest research in human flourishing, so that together, this community can better navigate the incredible challenges and opportunities we're facing today. Midland is using well-being and change science to fulfill their vision, which is Together, Forward, Bold, an exceptional place where everyone thrives. I'm your host, Beverly Wenzel, co-creator of the Certificate in Applied Positive Psychology and the Certificate of Creating Well-Being. What I love about being part of the work in Midland is being able to participate in the efforts to create a community that truly is one of well-being. Since 2018, we have trained and certified over 100 Midland community leaders in applied positive psychology, well-being, and positive change. This podcast series focuses on individuals' impact projects. So after several months of live virtual training, participants present impact projects, which are an application of what they've learned. They're coached as they iterate on and execute their projects simultaneously for collective impact on a part of the community where they have influence. Thank you so much for joining me for episode 5. I'm glad you're here today because we're talking with Midland Mayor Maureen Donker. Maureen has been mayor since 2009, and she's also the executive director of the REESE Endeavor. It's a local nonprofit that provides housing for community members with special needs. Maureen is the chair of the Michigan Municipal League Workers' Compensation Board of Directors, and she serves on many local boards and committees. She's also a lifelong Midland resident. As you will see, Maureen's project was a little different than most and focused on the sustainability of well-being in her community. She became the well-being ambassador who shared the message to groups and individuals, helped start the Well-Being Coalition, and worked to secure funding and opportunities for future cohorts. What Maureen loves about being part of the collective impact well-being work in Midland is that she appreciates so much the people who are involved in this effort and that those are the ones who truly care about the community. Welcome, Maureen.
Well, it's nice to be here with you, Bev. I always like spending time with you.
And I you.
Thank you.
So tell us, you know, what drew you to this world of positive psychology and this certification?
Well, Midland is a small community, a small city with a big city feel. And I think I need to define that just a little bit. So we have a population of just over 43,000, but we are the home of, we have many large manufacturing companies here in Midland. And because of that, you know, business has changed so much over the years. And now we see things happening like there's mergers, businesses, portions of their businesses are sold off. So those kinds of things have a huge impact on the business. So, you know, and one of the things that comes along with that is that sometimes people lose their jobs. And when you're in a community about this size, that not only impacts the individuals who are employed by the company, but so many others like their neighbors, you know, their children who might be moving away from their friends, or someone who has lost their friend because their parent moved away. So it had so many impacts on the community. And so when I would look at this and I would say, oh my, you know, look what's happening to us. How could we do this better? And so I was in conversation with some of my friends, one of which is you, Bev, and it drove me to this book called Flourishing by Martin Seligman. And I couldn't put it down. In fact, I remember where I was reading it. I was on vacation with my family and I was sitting in the bathroom with a chair, my feet in the bathtub, you know, reading this book going, oh my gosh, this is talks about so much that I think is so important. And because as you said, I work in a nonprofit that supports individuals, some of whom have mental illness. I know that often we focus on things from a sickness model, but how do we really help people have a life worth living? How do we help them flourish? And I was so taken with this. I just went, oh my gosh, that's right. How do we, if we could help people struggle well, because we're going to face challenges always in our lives, no matter where we are, no matter if we live in a big city or a small. And so how can we really give people some tools that will help them, you know, work through these kinds of things? And I think that's what really attracted me to this work.
It's interesting that you say that, Maureen, because I do remember when you and I first started having these conversations around it, and it really was, you know, what big thing can be done to make really a big difference. You've really run with this. I mean, it's impressive to see how much has happened in the community and that you've been at the forefront of this for so long. So I'm wondering, can you elaborate a little bit? Can you tell us about how this journey, this positive psychology, taking the certificate, what you've learned through all this, how this has impacted you both personally and professionally?
Well, I think on a personal basis, I think certainly I've learned a lot more about relationships. Sometimes I get wrapped up in myself and I feel like I have a lot on my plate and I'll be talking with someone thinking about the next thing that I have to do. And really what I realized is how important relationships are. And in trying to be mindful in my relationship and when I'm present with someone, being fully present to them and listening to them. And what I found is that focusing on that, the conversations are so much better. It helps me ask better questions. I learn more. And I just feel that it's enhanced those relationships, both in my work life and in my personal life as well.
So professionally speaking, you really feel, I mean, you are in the relationship business as mayor, as executive director of a nonprofit. I mean, it's all people.
It is. And sometimes, you know, sometimes I really wouldn't want people hearing my mind chatter. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, Maureen, focus on the individual, listen really to what they're having to say. And so I can get some positive things out of what might be otherwise I might think is a negative situation. It just really, I think it's helped me to have, you know, better relationships and not be so judgmental sometimes that I can be. I hate to admit that.
I think that's something we all can be, but for those who don't know you, to know that you're an extremely strong relational person, to know that you gain so much from it relationally really speaks volumes for as much as you could possibly have grown in that area. So can you talk a little bit about what you've noticed about the well-being work and how it's appearing in our community?
Oh, yeah. I really get excited about this. I mean, I see it in so many places. I mean, I can tell you, I get excited, you know, if I'm in a restaurant and I overhear a conversation next to me when someone's talking about this work or what they see, or did you know belonging is so important in your life? And I think, yes. And I go, I know where that's coming from. But I'm also really excited to see some of the great work that's going on in our community. Certainly within our health system, they have done some great work on loneliness. And this, I think, understanding the science, you know, behind the importance of belonging and having all of that information, bringing that to the table, they've been able to get some incredible grants to help them do this work. And certainly in lots of fields, but definitely in the medical field, we're seeing physician burnout and they're, you know, how they're using that with their doctors and how they've created these great little programs to help them get through their day. Those things are really wonderful and exciting for our community, just in that environment. And then seeing a program like where you bring together members of a local senior citizen complex with third graders from a school that's down the street. I think that is lovely. And how much fun that was, and that it made front page news in Midland. I think that was really exciting, not only for the kids, but for those adults as well.
Absolutely. Can you speak a little bit on the Wellbeing Coalition?
That is really very exciting. And I think that is so important to us because this is really a collective impact model. And sometimes, I mean, being in government cannot do everything. It cannot do everything. And I think that's why this is so important, because this is the community really doing something. So if your budget is really tight one year, you don't have to worry, you know, if you're government about what program I'm going to cut or what I'm going to get rid of. This is really the community working on the community and working very, very closely together to create a common language. So we're all, you know, So it doesn't matter if you work for the city, if you work for the hospital, if you work for Corteva, AgriScience, we're all talking about the same thing, and we can reinforce this work no matter where we are.
That has been an exciting part, seeing everything kind of come together and start rowing in the same direction.
You know, we're working on the Baldrige Communities of Excellence work here in Midland, which means, you know, you try to get all your arrows working in moving in the same direction. We want to be a community of excellence. And I think this work is a great example of that. I mean, and that in our well-being coalition, our well-being hub that we've created is, you know, getting this, as you just said, all moving in the same direction, which is really important.
So how about to you a little bit more personally, Maureen? How about your final impact project? Can you speak on that a little bit? Can you give us a sense of what you did? I mean, I get the feeling with you that you were just involved in so many ways with so many of them. I'm not sure you could narrow it down.
Mine might have been a little bit different than some of the other community impact projects, and that mine really just focused on this work, on how we take it to the next level. You know, we saw the benefit of 40 people coming together and being trained. We went, how could we do this? How could we make this even bigger? Because the more people that we have talking about it, the more that you can you make things happen. So it was like, how do we spread the word? So my goal was to make sure I talk about it in my work. So talking about it when I would give the state of the city address, to say, you know, this is one of the wonderful collaborations that is going on in our community, and let me tell you what they're accomplishing. And so, you know, talking about it in that way, to, you know, going and meeting with a local like women's group and telling them about the group and listening to them, you know, their responses or their questions is how interested they are and how can they, and asking how can they get involved in helping make that happen. I have tried to work hard also with, you know, individuals who are working on their projects and how I could support their projects out in the community as well. So those are the things that have really been a part of my, you know, my project after I attended the original class. And for me, I'm sometimes a slow learner. So I have tried to participate in some of the additional classes because the more I hear things, the more it becomes, well, right now I can just say that I'm still consciously incompetent. And my goal is to just really have this be a part of who I am. And I think that that is what we want for Midland. We want this well-being to be a part, just a part of our community and what it is. And we think that that will, you know, help us be the kind of place where businesses want to locate and people want to live.
And as you've said, well-being being a major contributor to that in so many things around diversity, equity, and inclusion and all the different initiatives that are going on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well-being permeates everything.
I would agree. And it so much becomes part of the culture. And as it becomes that culture, it becomes just what we do.
Yes.
So I think that that's pretty amazing.
I think it's pretty exciting and amazing.
Having known how positive psychology came to be in Midland, a lot of your impact project, you were actually doing a lot of this work before we even started the first class. I mean, you were instrumental in developing all these champions and helping raise the funding and getting the right people on board. And really, you mostly did that through your regular job, hey?
Yes. I love people. So it was this ability to have a conversation with people and tell them about this work and ask if they might be interested and want to be a part of it. And what I found is, we all want to know that, you know, we're worthy. And I think we're all worthy. But sometimes an invitation to come to the table is an important thing. And so I think that people that I talked with, you know, may have been individuals who had impact or who headed up another organization. And I thought, you know, they would be a great person to have in a class because not only do I think they would like it, but they could then spread this within their own organization. It was a conversation starter for me with lots of people and with some people who I didn't even know. That was exciting for me. And to hear how they had been thinking about things like that and what really were intrigued and wanted to learn more.
I think the way that you went about that too helped really create this common language, and people began to know how to articulate this and what they wanted, and then were ready and able to kind of discuss it a little bit more. You also had a unique perspective just between, you know, your dual roles and your longer term involvement with our community. But I'm interested in doing a little bit of like a learning loop with you, the old what went well, where did you struggle, and what would you do different next time? And I know you've got the big picture on this, so that's a broad ask, but what went well, where'd you struggle, what would you do different next time?
Well, of course, as we were doing this, we were learning. We really didn't know what we were doing. We were, you know, we were just throwing it out there, trying to do our best. So I think what worked well was really talking with those champions, was meeting with them and learning and saying, wow, would you be interested in knowing that they could have broader impact? That worked really well. What I could have done better was talk with more people who might have been just interested in knowing about this. And maybe, you know, had to noodle on it a little bit longer before they, you know, wanted to get engaged. I think and maybe even having a broader net, looking not just within my own community, but looking outside of the community as well to see if there was be someone, you know, in a neighboring community that might want to be interested in this, because I think that that would help spread the work even more so now, because I so believe that this is absolutely the right thing to do. I love the fact that it's science, and I think, and it's also something that we each innately know already. You know, so much of this we already know. That is one of the things I wish we would have done better. And I guess the next steps is, what's the next steps? And I think that it's to continue to invite more people to come to the table every day and supporting one another in this work and continuing to learn more. And really, I do have somewhat of a goal of, I would like to see Michigan a state of well-being, and how can Midland help make that happen? I mean, that's a vision. And I think, you know, you just got to talk about it all the time.
I think that talking about it is something that you've done well from the beginning and has really helped to drive this forward. So what would you suggest to someone else? What would you tell others to do?
Be curious, ask questions, listen, and invite people to the table.
Yeah, I think that's really good advice. And I think too, watching the journey that you've been on, where you say, I kind of what I would have done differently next time, you're doing now. So by having brought this back repeatedly and now completing our third round, our third cohort of folks in the Wellbeing Certificate Program and serving so many people already, now just that keeping going, we're able to just get to more and more layers of people and broaden that net a little bit.
I think sometimes when you find, I guess if I talk about this, it's going to show a character flaw. But sometimes when we find something that's good, we want to like hold it all to very close. Because if we share it, you know, are we going to lose it? And that is not how it works with well-being. Learning about this, the more you help people become aware of it, the more it grows, not just for the whole community, but for yourself as well. And I think that that's a key learning for me. You know, the more you try to give it to people and say, here, I think you'll be interested in this. It's amazing, you know, how I think it's helped me have a much better life also.
It's definitely a field where there's great abundance.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, cool. So one thing too, again, you have this great perspective, but what else have you seen working in positive psychology in the community? I mean, what's working really well in the nonprofit world or in the government world?
What I see that's working well is, you know, one of the things that we've created through the hub are some easy ways to bring this information into your organization or business. I think that that is working really very well. I think it's working well for the community. I think it's working well for this whole effort, because how do you finance this? How do you make this happen? And so that's a way you can share the work. You can do it for a very reasonable cost and you can become self-sustaining, which is really our, I think, one of our goals. And that, I think that that's really important. We're seeing great things happening in the schools, especially on a level, I think, where some people may not have had some special training, maybe at a paraprofessional level within an organization like that. We've done some work there, which has been very affirming to the importance of that role and the impact that that has had, because it's huge. I think that's great work. You know, with our foundations here in town, we have seen how they have said, how do we help people see us as funders, you know, in a very positive way? How do we share this with them? We've done things with the young professional groups here in town and talk with them, and how then folks have become engaged with the work, taken the classes. And once somebody's in it, they're in it. They are really very excited about it. I think that that's a wonderful, you know, wonderful thing, and speaks, you know, well for the work itself.
I would agree. So what do you see in the next 6 months? What's coming?
Probably some more classes. So I think, you know, I think we'll do, you know, some more things, more people will engage because they'll be hearing about it. Certainly things are changing environmentally around us with the pandemic that's going on right now. Things are opening up, and I know that people are excited about that, because we've had to pivot certainly from our very first class where we were able to be together to then doing something virtually. And of course, we see how important that sense of belonging and, you know, relationship, how important, you know, that is. So I think we'll, you know, we're seeing that. On a personal level, we are doing some work with individuals in our community that have special needs and how we help them with belonging and mattering. And we're very excited about that work, you know, that's coming up. So I think we're going to see more work happening, certainly in the inclusion work. These two things just really go hand in hand. So I think we'll see organizations, you know, doing more things within themselves. And, you know, we'll continue to share with one another, because if one person has a success, they want to share it with someone else. And that is another one of the things I think is so great about this work.
Yeah, absolutely. And the generosity of the folks who are involved that just want to share what they've done and then make it easier for the next person to go even further.
Yes.
So this has been a great conversation, Maureen. Are you ready for the lightning round?
Sure, Bev. I am.
Perfect. So let's go with this. What well-being practice that you learned in the program has made the biggest difference in your own life, and why?
Easy question for me.
What?
Tiny habits. Tiny habits is something that I love. And I wish I would, because I always chunk off these big things and then, you know, don't always accomplish it. And you know, tiny habits has been something that I find is working really very well in my life.
Why?
Well, because I'm doing it. And so it's something that I might have been avoiding, and I go, I really want to change this self-behavior. So if I made it I didn't address the whole thing, like I want to have much better health, eating, all of this, I just took one little part of it and said, I just want to, you know, take care of my one part of myself, just this little part. So, but it's working for one whole year.
It's very inspiring. So in addition to, you know, different of what we've already spoken about already, but what is one thing that's happening in this community around well-being that really inspires you?
Definitely the work that's going on with our youth. I think that is so amazing. And how, you know, what we're seeing across our community and the impact that that has, that's a game changer. We are providing youth with strategies, you know, around resilience. I mean, because life is a struggle. How do we help them struggle well? You know, and we're going to always find these challenges. And I think that giving them tools and techniques that they can implement in their life, not just today, but for the rest of their life. These are things that are going to carry them forward, helping them be successful, you know, in school, in college, and in their careers. And, you know, we'll be passing them on to their own children, too. I think that is incredibly exciting.
And then one last question. What's the one thing that you wish everybody thought about when it comes to bringing out the best in themselves, in others, and in their communities?
Be curious. Ask questions. Learn. Listen. And try to be fully present to others when you're with them. And I think that will impact you personally and make our community a great place to be.
Well, thank you for that insight, Maureen. And thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your wisdom.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure being here with you, Bev, as always. Thanks.
And thank you all for listening. Of course, as always, we'll be sure to put these ideas in our Surprising Stories case study ebook, which you can download for free at makingpositivepsychologywork.com/communities. You've been listening to Making Positive Psychology Work for Communities with Bev Wenzel and Mayor Donker. If you found Maureen's ideas helpful today, as I did, and you'd like to pay forward her generosity, please be sure to share this podcast with a friend or a colleague. And if you'd like to learn more about creating well-being and impact in a collective way in your organization or your community, then contact us at the Well-Being Lab, where we can help you form a coalition, attract funding for the work, and even create positive changes in your organization or community at scale. And I'll leave you with a final thought that's from Nan Calloway, who said, "Sometimes the smallest step in the right direction ends up being the biggest step of your life." Thank you, and until next time, take care.